Our next guest is a fighter. He's a fighter who leads with his principles and follows them up with a devastating combination of wisdom, courage, and warmth. And that's just unbeatable. He's our brother, and we love him, Brother Muhammad Ali.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you for coming very much. I'm really interested in Muhammad Ali, the man, since you were a man before you were a boxer. And everybody always takes you into the boxing thing. But, you know, I'm from Cincinnati, and you're from Louisville.
Right.
Yeah, and we used to see your family, your brothers, everybody. I saw Ali's brother today.
Right.
And we used to be very excited, but I haven't heard much about your father, your brothers lately. How are they?
Well, my father, he's a commercial artist, and he's managing my brother now. My brother's boxing.
That's
and
Marcus?
He's doing Rachman. Used to be Rudolph, but now it's Rachman. And he's boxing. Man, he just boxed a few weeks ago in Ohio and a few weeks before that in Chicago. And he's coming up pretty good now. He's soon will be one of the top 10 heavyweights in the world.
Then he have to come and beat you.
No, I wouldn't fight my brother. I'd retire. If he got that good. if he gets that good, I'll just retire and let him take over. I've been here long enough.
You and Belinda have three children?
Yes, we have three little girls and one something 4 months on the way.
One in the hatch. You've been into the father role lately. You got any advice you want to give them on how to rear a kid?
Well, I don't know. All I know about is girls, and they give me all the trouble I want. You know, I'm never home much, and they don't know me. My Miriam, the older one, know me, but Rishima and Jamila, they don't know me too well. They're about a year old, and they give me a lot of trouble when I pick them up, but I have to start staying home more. But I don't know too much. I like to, I think that the wife or the mother should train them, and by the time they're 3 years old, they should be ready to go to some type of school with enough home training to give them a good start.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. So can we talk about the wide world of sports? You
right.
want to talk
Anything
about
Anything you want to talk
okay,
about.
Okay, because I don't know how you felt about that. I saw the fight. I think they did it Sunday, something like that. And
right.
they had you box, and they said, well, it wasn't important enough to show the whole fight, but they'd show a little bit. And then they laid some music behind it. Was it Shuffling Along?
Oh, yes. You're referring to Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
And, yes, he mentioned that the fight was a farce and that shouldn't be shown on TV. And to show you how bad it was, they put music to it relating to certain moves and positions. But I consider the critics of the fight real hypocritical. And the reason they were hypocritical was because of Buster Mathers, in the 12th round, he was semi-unconscious. He was right on his feet. He was out, ready to fall. And everybody was saying, kill him, you got him, you got him. And I just didn't feel right, you know, two black men standing there killing each other just for dominantly a white audience. And, you know, to be paid $300,000 next day and Uncle Sam take about 60% before I get it. So I figured, well, since they criticize boxing so much, saying boxing is brutal and fighters have died with brain concussions and hemorrhages and some precautions should be taken, I figured the best precaution would be if a man knows he's winning, he's got the fight under control, he see the man is hurt, and just lighten up and not try to kill him or hurt him. So I did this. I've been criticized when I fought Floyd Patterson for being brutal and Ernie Terrell and Henry Cooper and many people. And they said you wouldn't serve your country, wouldn't go to the army, but yet you can get in the ring, you fight and kill. So I figured, well, being showing humanity and compassion for the fellow man and lightening up on him is just a sporty event. Maybe I would get a lot of honor and praise, but I caught more hell for not trying to really hurt him. So from now on, I'm here to announce, like I did on Johnny Carson another night, there'll be no more lightening up since then. So next time, I'm going to knock him down, and if he gets up, I'm going to try to knock him down again. If he gets up, I'm going to knock him down again. If the referee don't stop it, it's not my fault. If the judges don't stop it, if his wife or his children don't jump in the ring and stop it, it's not my fault. See, because I'm not going to take the blame for putting on phony fights, a fixed fight, a forest fight that's not fit to be on TV. Show you how hypocritical they are. They gave me hell for being rough and violent. And then when I showed compassion and humanity, they gave me more hell, and the fights ain't worth being showing. So since now I have them on the spot. And if somebody get hurt the next time, they can't say that it's my fault because they gave me hell for trying to be human. Now, I think me and Wide World of Sports, we get along real well, Howard Cosell. And one reason I love Wide World of Sports, I love working with them, was because mainly the poor people got a chance to see my fights. And the crippled people in the hospitals, because the fights were like cheapest tickets of like $20 when I fight. In some theaters, ringside seats have went up to $1,000 a seat. So, and the average seats go up to like $200 a seat. I mean, ringside. So by Wide World of Sports showing the fight, crippled people and people who had all type handicaps, couldn't walk, paralyzed people, could sit at home and watch the fight a few days after. So I think it's bad that Howard Cosell or anybody at Wide World of Sports would make a decision for the whole public and keep the fights off TV just because they don't think the fighter is qualified. The promoter thought the fight was qualified enough to guarantee me $300,000, and they're guaranteeing the heavyweight champion of Germany $150,000 and me $300,000 next month in Zurich, Switzerland. How Wide World of Sports says it's not fit to be shown. Or why is it that the German commission okayed it, the Swiss commission okayed it, all the boxing science of the world okayed it? They put up $450,000 in advance. And who's Wide World of Sports or Howard Cosell to say the fight's not fit to be seen? They should let all the people take a vote and say that we don't like the fight. This is the only thing I hate about it. And since I caused so much hell for trying to be nice and taking it easy on the man, look out from here on, because I'm gonna be blasting, I'm gonna hit him, I'm gonna fight until he falls. If he gets up, I'm gonna knock him down again. And if anything happens, they can't say nothing else because they got on me for not being rough enough, you understand? So look out, whoever the next man is, he is in trouble.
Before say the championship fight with Joe Frazier, I never considered you like a brutal fighter. And I don't want to say it like that, but I thought you outpointed Frazier.
Right. Well, you know, I thought I won 9 rounds. Yeah. I've seen people protest after decisions, and it really don't help. So I'll just do better next time. I think I played too much with Joe Frazier. I played 3 rounds I shouldn't have played. I didn't stay on my feet and move like I should have. And trying to prove he couldn't hurt me standing in the corners. And this, I lost the fight like this. Judges took it. And one judge gave him 11 rounds and me just 4. But at the time, I hadn't won my draft case, and being one black man in the million-dollar bracket who tells it like it is and, you know, stays with his own kind, naturally, they're going to pick the best boy to give it to him. But the next time, I've learned a lesson. The next time, there will be no doubt, for he must go out.
I don't want to say it, but he went to the hospital for about 3 weeks.
Well, he's okay now. Joe, he had a... you know, I'm doing a boast about nothing like that, but he won the decision, but he took a terrible whooping. And he's recuperated now. And the next time, it'll be better, but I hope he's all right physically. He hasn't fought since the fight.
He hasn't been seen much since the fight.
Well, he's been singing.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good singer. We can't get on him. He's a brother. He fought good. He can't box. He has no skill, but he hits hard. He takes a lot of whooping, and he hits real hard. He hits awful hard. He hit me so hard in the 12th round at Job McKim Folks in Africa.
There's some talk that Joe might retire.
No, I don't think he'll retire because it's bad. It'll be bad on his image in the future to be a heavyweight champion and win the title and then get out and retire like you can't, like you're not good enough to hold it. Like after I beat Liston, the people weren't satisfied to beat him twice. Then had to beat Floyd Patterson and then Joshua Valo in Canada, then Henry Coop in London, then Carl Miltenberg in Germany, then had to defend against Brian London in London, then had to come fight Cleveland Williams in Houston, back to Houston with Ernie Terrell, then had to come back to New York with Zora Folan, then they believed I was champion. So he beat me once, now he's got to beat me twice. Then after he beat me twice, there's going to be some who say, well, he was off 3 years. I don't believe he's really that good. Let me see him whoop somebody else. It takes about 3 years to really get established as a champion. If for him to retire now, it would really hurt him.
What do you think the future of boxing is?
I don't know too much about it. Boxing is going to have to mainly, you have to have different contenders. They said boxing is dead now. It's because too many black people rule it. No, this is nothing like you go watch a basketball game in the high school and the same team split up and play each other. There's no interest. So out-of-town schools got to come in our college, and one side's rooting for their champion. When Nino Benvenuti was the middleweight champion of the world, or half Italy flew over to root for their champion. When Dick Tiger was the title holder in Nigeria and Hogan Kid Bassett, all Africa was watching the fights. And when Oscar Bonavina fought me in the garden, everybody from Argentina and the whole country, even the president, said if he can whip me, they'll meet him at the airport. See, like, it's interesting when you got different races and nationalities competing, but when one race dominates, which is us, then it's dead. You understand? Like when I fought Jerry Quarry, who was a white Irishman in my comeback, or in Atlanta, that was a big fight. Yeah, then when I fought Buster Mathis, it was a farce, because two black men, mainly one of them not wanting to kill the other, that's going too far there. You know,
like, no, you're probably right. I remember we started integrating churches, they said God was dead.
Yeah.
Same old crap. What advice would you like to offer the young guys coming up that are interested in sports?
Well, I wouldn't advise none of them to be an athlete because it's too risky. You know, like, I'm one of the best and I've got a break. Joe Frazier got a break. But, like, if you have an accident or you break a leg or you don't have the talent you should have, you spend your life trying, and the next thing you know, you're in a certain age bracket, you didn't make it, and life, they consider life a tragedy. One thing for sure, if they go to school, learn to read, learn to write, take up some type of occupation and use their brains and not their fists. If they have anything to do with boxing, be the manager, because usually they get all the money. But don't, the fighting itself or being an athlete, I wouldn't advise no young black men to be. Now that black people are coming into power and now that they're becoming independent and starting to think in the way of self, we need electricians, we need mechanics, we need doctors, we need nurses, we need scientists. This is what I advise them to, at 3 years old, start watching Sesame Street. I'll sit up and watch it. Most shows. You really can learn. It's cute the way they put them things together. And my little daughter watches, and she's getting so smart. She knows everything about it. And, like, then she's going to school. But I advise them all to get all the education and learn to read and learn to spell, mainly. That's something most black people don't get too hip to, is reading and spelling. Something I can't do right now, and I advise them all to do that.
You're a poet, and you're talking like that?
What?
You can read and spell.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, I got common sense. See? But I have people to help me with my spelling.
You're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I'm a bad speller, too.
Did you hear about that first Army test they gave me? I failed two of them. They said I was mentally unable until they heard I was a Muslim. Then I was smart, but before that, they didn't want me in the... Reporter said, I thought you said that you were the... No, he said that, you mean you failed your mental test after came out one in Houston, then they tried me again in Louisville with psychiatrists. And you know how many, if I had 12 apples and 3/4 was taken and 1/5 got lost, how many was left? How do I know the answer to all that? And I had to answer all that. And I failed the test. I failed the test, you understand? The man said, you mean you failed the test? I said, I told you I was the greatest, not the smartest.
I know I'm not supposed to crack up, but you're marvelous.
No.
I must say, I really adore you. And I think that I speak for probably...
Thank you.
You're a wonderful image to us all, and an inspiration. You know, you really are.